For general merchandise, maybe some additional licenses from Commerce. It is not the last word. The last word is not going to come until the very end of the talks.
There are senators on both sides warning about Huawei's ties to Chinese intelligence and the potential for spying. The president also met again with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, and his new press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, got banged up.
Grisham was reportedly caught in a scuffle with North Korean security guards while helping the White House press corps get into position. It's unclear if she needed medical attention, but she is said to have suffered bruises.
Fox's Richard Jordan. This is Fox News.
When he left, he said,
I'll be back.
And now he's saying,
I'm back.
It's the return of Greg Budell. Jay Scott, what has Greg told you about his vacation?
He also might face charges for trespassing and public lewdness.
Wow. Emily Hayes, can you believe Greg was gone for a whole week?
What? Okay, now hold on a minute here. That's just a bit excessive.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, Greg brought back chicken. Are you glad he's back? And Rich Thomas, I know you've got a frog in your throat, but now that Greg's back, do you feel the morning show is complete?
We are the world. We are the children.
Yeah, you might want to see your ENT about that throat. Yes, Greg Budell has returned.
Yeah.
And it's time now for three men.
I just want to tell you good luck. We're all counting on you.
And a lady.
How I spent my summer vacation. I made tornadoes.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because they got a traffic circle right by the girls, my daughter's house down there, and I went through it over and over and over again. Lots of twisters. It's Greg, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and of course the Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Here's the revelation. It's going to be hot and humid on the first day of July in Montgomery, Alabama, with a high temperature up to about 95 and a heat index near 100. Lots of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. Spotty, widely scattered storms, but they will be few and far between. Most towns today will get mist. Some towns will get a bounty of rainfall. That's the way it works. Tonight's low, a steamy 75. Tomorrow's high, and also Wednesday, up around 96 both days, with the heat indices close to, if not exceeding, the 105 danger range next couple of days. Isolated storms are possible for the lucky communities, but they will be very rare. On the 4th of July, a little bit better coverage on the showers. Not much, but there'll be scattered storms around, mostly afternoon and evening. Otherwise, on the 4th of July, high around 97. Heat index could reach 106. With all those people out and about, it's going to be dangerous as far as, I mean, you need to stay hydrated, wear the sunscreen, and don't forget about thunderstorms because lightning deaths reach a peak on the 4th of July. It is just a statistical fact. Not much change Friday and Saturday. Right now, mostly clear skies. 94% relative humidity makes it a lovely morning. It's 75 now at 7:05. And, I'm thinking about, this is the season for vacations, and I'm thinking about my neighbors up the street who came back from a vacation. So, you know, picture, you're tired, you're glad to be home, you mm-hmm. open the door, mm-hmm. and it's a flood. You come home to a flood. Everything ruined. They ruined the carpet, ruined the drywall, ruined their furniture. A flood in the house from a plumbing problem that they didn't know existed.
That's just awful.
It is. But you know, you can do something about it.
You can take preventative measures, right?
You can get the whole house plumbing inspection from our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire.
Aha! Uh-huh.
That way, you know that there is not a major problem lurking. I got it. I got a good report. And I just got back from 4 days down at the beach. And I knew when I opened the door, I was not going to hear squish when I stepped on the carpet. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Give Plumbing by Lukewire a call because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And they always say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 844-17.
7:06. Let's see how things are moving.
As we roll into the 7 o'clock portion of our Monday rush hour, things are looking pretty good out on the roadways. We don't see a lot of hassles for you. If you're on the interstate, you're up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any big hang-ups on the boulevard. There's a lot of traffic out there, so watch yourself around the intersections. And the 31s are rolling pretty smooth this morning. There is a big crowd coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful there. Traffic in the downtown area is starting to build up rather quickly, so watch out if you're on Madison Avenue or coming off of I-85 on South Union Street. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Take a look at this picture.
Okay.
Of Steven Tyler.
You're kidding me. That does not look like a man. Looks like
Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah,
that's good.
I love the caption.
That's really good.
He looks like your friend's mom, who didn't care if people drank as long as nobody drove.
Oh yes,
he's got a sassy face.
Have you seen on Reels? It's really well produced. It's a 2-hour documentary on Elton John.
Have not seen that one.
It's based on the 10 most significant days of his life, and it tells his story. And I got sucked into that yesterday on Reels at 5, and I stayed with it pretty much all the way till the end. Really well done. What a story.
I watched the making of Rocket Man and some of the ideas behind why they did things the way they did. Amazing.
One thing that Janelle has turned me on to is The Office. I didn't watch it while it was on.
I love The Office.
It's an incredible show. It really is. It's so well written, and it makes you kind of like what we get to do here in the environment of a radio station with the different personalities around here. Yeah, there's always, every business has day-to-day stuff you got to do, may not be thrilling, but working in this place where they're selling reams of paper, you know, to clients, what ancillary excitement is there going to be around that? So all the drama in that show and all the characters are so well developed and executed. My favorite is Dwight Schrute, who plays him, Ron Wilson or somebody?
Rainn Wilson.
He's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But Diversity Day. They take stuff that you hear in the news and what, you know, companies are trying to react to this and that, all these stupid mandates. Diversity Day, where Steve Carell's brilliant, politically correct idea is to write different nationalities on index cards and then glue them to people's foreheads so you have to interact with them with the stereotypes represented. Of course, the one black guy in the office gets
Stanley.
Black. Yeah, he's that guy. He kind of runs the place in a way because he stays disengaged. He knows exactly when to get in and get out. It was just really well done. And I liked it because humor like that was about as close as I've seen to All in the Family and those shows in the 70s, where TV kind of held a mirror up to society, made us laugh at the way we were then, and didn't get all serious and give you this.
You know, it's one of the most binged shows right now, and Netflix is going to lose it to NBC at the first of the year.
My daughter is already freaking out about that. Now, here's the other thing that's interesting. There's some nerd convention in Miami coming up, and 4 characters from The Office are going to be there as a group, and my daughter and one of her friends bought tickets months ago for this thing to go see him.
I have no idea what
they're so excited. This is
you don't know. You know all nerd things.
It's like the Star Trek. It's like a Star Trek convention.
It's something. It's maybe
MiamiCon.
I think it's a Comic Con.
I mean, it very well could be. I have no idea.
What happened to you?
Well, I don't. I just don't get
slacking off on your nerds.
He always has this stuff.
I don't get those information from the ones that are usually, you know, out of the state, other than the one I go to, which I know is every year. So
at some point in the show, we're also going to see if I won millions of dollars in the Florida Lottery.
He didn't bring us any scratch offs.
No.
What is that about?
Is that laminated?
Yeah, that's a plastic. It's my pocket protector.
Oh.
Jay gave it to me for Christmas a few years ago. Yes, The Office is leaving Netflix. What a great theme song, too. It really is.
The Office is leaving Netflix. What am I going to watch? It is my favorite show.
I am not going to add one more monthly charge. I am not going to pay you, NBC. I'm just telling you now, NBC. I am not going to pay you. I decided I'm not going to pay CBS.
My kid's sister rewatches The Office all the time.
Yeah.
Like she's just recently started it from the beginning again.
Janelle has been through, you know, a pretty heavy year. But she's doing great. She has been making progress from all, you know, from that bad news last Thanksgiving. And the thing that she keeps on in the house is that show. Mm-hmm. So she's doing what her old man does in that, got to have something on. I've got them all memorized, but so it's sort of benign in that regard. I have to sit there transfixed to the TV so I don't miss a moment because
right.
I know what's going to happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it keeps you company.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I got to go back and, you know, I watched it while it was on the air, and I've seen a couple, but I got to go back and watch it.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
to go back and watch it.
It took me all of 30 seconds to walk in this morning and realize what my convoluted intro to Random Facts. I will probably stop doing this after the 4th since we're going to be off again for a little bit.
It's really
timed this well. I got a week off, come back, work with 3 days.
I was going to say, you get to kind of baby step back into it.
Yeah, it's good. I'm at that age where baby stepping is always probably a good idea.
We're glad to have you back, and not just because of the breakfast.
I can tell from the flood of call we had that...
flood of call.
People are so used to me coming and going that those days kind of...
Oh. We did well last week. We had a lot of new callers.
Yeah.
First time callers.
Remember that one morning?
What, am I frightening people? Maybe this is a sign.
What? No, it's not. Don't connect it to your leaving.
I did tune into you guys a couple of times, and just it sounded great. Sounded up. Sounded good. It was good radio.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks.
We have... finally got to all your hotkeys. It took a little while.
I did text you once when I was tuned in. You were looking for...
Yeah, you were like, page 8. And I said, I don't know what page 8 is. Page 8 from where?
Page 8, column 4.
That's 8 here, third one down, fourth up, whatever. But, in fact, the torture music was 1.
Presenting 2 contestants.
You were looking for that.
Yeah.
So, for future reference, when you go, that is on...
Page 4?
Looks like... number 13 or 18, 19, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll remember
exactly.
That. We'll remember that.
Yeah. Okay. It is 7:15. Lewis Lawn is expanding. Went up to Wetumpka before I went out of town and got a chance to look at their redesign, and now they have a whole building that's total showroom for all the products that they carry, which is necessary because they carry a great product line, including tractor mowers now, which were not previously available, and all the zero turns and popular choices from Toro and Exmark and Echo, and of course, all the steel products. You want a steel blower? I don't know how you live without one. In fact, she doesn't know it yet, but that's on the list of things that Mademoiselle Goose will need in her place because it just... she got an outside patio, and it's nice, but it gets dusty real quick. Mm-hmm. And there's nobody living behind her. She got a corner unit in her townhouse, and that will come in very handy for her. Dad knows best. So take it from old dad. Get yourself a steel blower, son, daughter, and make sure you have that for quick cleanup, especially in the fall when the leaves and all that stuff. Anytime there's debris or whatever on your porch or patio, it'll make it go away just like that. And Lewis Lawn is a fantastic group of people. Chad Sasser is the guy you want to talk to about discounts and special incentives from the various popular lines of equipment they sell. And they're open right now. They open 7 o'clock till 5, Monday through Friday at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Here's a name. It's color 3 this morning, Randall.
Hey, trust me. Look, you are well missed. And I like we talked about this Friday, I called. They did have a lot of new callers. And I think it attunes to the deepness of their voice. I mean, it's so creamy, like we all, everybody knows, but the deepness, I think it kind of it may scare folks a little bit. It's more of a tone to tire, I guess. I think I got to chalk it up today. I just don't know anything else because Jay he would just cut breaks. I mean he didn't ease us into nothing, so it couldn't have been the ace in the hole. I mean it was like I don't even know what you want to call it. Jay be like. Yeah, he just like, all right, we moved on to the next thing, but in his head, but he didn't tell us, he didn't ease us into it, he just went straight to the next thing, and I loved it. I mean, and you just ease us right into it so smooth, and then your voice, but I think people thought that if they messed up, it would be, and it was so good, great to hear all them people calling. I bet they had 40 calls, and 20 of them probably new people. And I just got to say, it was a blessing to hear that you got a team put together so well like this, that you could leave to go visit your daughter. And enjoy it and not have to worry and come back and not feel bad that it didn't go well because it went awesome. It was so much fun.
Thank you, Randall.
I promise you. It was, man.
I heard love it. Y'all. You know, it was great.
And she got her hair cut Thursday. I mean, it just everything fell into place Friday morning. I mean, Greg, it was beautiful. But anyway, your hair looked good, girl.
Well, thank you.
We'll see y'all.
Thank you. The State of the Union from Randall. We get it when he calls.
I like how both of you looked at me like, oh, she did get her hair cut.
Randall could work for the BBC giving their news. He's just that stately, controlled,
articulate. We also have to thank Baron for coming in on Friday for about 2.5 hours.
He did the song of the day.
Big fan of the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
He may have done it, but did he do it on her? Or
I got to listen.
Oh,
yeah. We had a thing in the timeline about Wham and their final concert. Mm-hmm. So we did Wham.
That's the day I'll never forget.
We did Everything She Wants.
We'll always remember where we were that day.
He did a good job. It takes a village when you're gone.
And I'm the village idiot. You really miss me when I'm not around. 7:19, we got your news. And then when we come back, yes, Random Facts with Jay Scott, including a really clever, convoluted intro.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Corrections is moving along with a plan to build 3 new prisons. The prison system posted a request for qualifications from companies interested in building the facilities. Each prison would house more than 3,000 male inmates. The department says the goal is to break ground in mid-2020. The Lee County Commission is asking for federal funding to help residents build storm shelters. The grant program gives storm survivors the opportunity to receive a 75% reimbursement to purchase a new shelter. And at least 100 guns were collected at Crime Stoppers gun buyback on Saturday in Montgomery. Those weapons will be disposed of by law enforcement. Organizers say this will help keep guns out of the wrong hands. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Be a man of genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Fireworks Tent Inventor.
Mr. Fireworks Tent Inventor.
Only you have the incredible marketing wisdom to offer dangerous high explosives inside a store made of cloth.
Retail at its finest.
Not since the 2003 Great White Concert has anyone employed this much common sense.
Innovative sales now.
Your tiny no smoking sign hanging behind the 100 shell face burner mortar kit lets everyone know you care.
Taking all the precautions.
So go ahead, throw up another red and white striped house of death. Put one on every street corner so the explosion can be seen from space. Because after all, we're sure your customers would applaud your concern for their well-being. If they only had 2 hands left to put together.
Mr. Fireworks Tent Inventor.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
International Chicken Wing Day. I'm just gonna have one, said no one ever.
And now,
here's that mother clucker Jay Scott with today's random facts.
Oh, what a good comeback.
Welcome back.
Ooh.
Welcome back.
Ooh. What'd I say?
That was risky.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Risky and risque.
I'm both.
Risque.
Well, you know, you got to break a few eggs to make a real mayonnaise. And you got to take a few risks if you're going to get anywhere in this life. Right, Rich Thomas?
Thanks for what you said.
Speaking of mayonnaise, I have a random fact coming up about mayonnaise.
Which,
wow.
Which
wow.
Does need to be refrigerated.
Yes.
That you do, yes.
Yes.
Gross.
I might have something to say about that.
Ew. Don't say that you can leave it out.
And well, I will tell you.
If you ever call up and say, I'm not coming in today because I have salmonella, we'll know why.
Here, let me just go ahead and find where it's at, and I'll do it first.
Oh, by the way, while you're looking that up, let's say good morning to the Texas delegation.
Good morning
and
to
our
the,
friend
Texas, the Texas delegation.
Yes.
Who is the Texas delegation?
Howdy, y'all. Is that how that works?
Yeah, we wouldn't know anything about the South here. Nicole Reed, and they listen to us on her app in Texas. Her whole office does.
And hello, Texas delegation. What we're saying right now is 16 seconds late by the time it gets to you on the delay. But
a little bit.
We love you.
Let's go to that mayonnaise fact. Okay. Did you know that mayonnaise does not need to be refrigerated?
No, raw fake news.
Anyway.
Putting mayo in the fridge extends its flavor shelf life, but it is safe at room temperature because it is so acidic, food bacteria can't grow in it.
That's interesting to know, because recently I left it out over the weekend and forgot about it and threw it away.
Now, I mean, if you leave it out with the top off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Gross.
Also gross. But apparently it does not need to be refrigerated.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
By the way, I just got a thumbs up from Eric on the convoluted intro.
Oh, no, it was good. It was good.
I get what I don't get.
What?
Back to you, Jay.
We should have done that on our TV segment.
Yeah, we could have. Yeah. There was a lot of chatter on that one. Did you know?
Okay.
The way he looked at you.
What? So what's this about? The musk squirt?
No. No.
And what do you call the mayo squirt?
I'm just saying there was plenty. There was plenty already to talk about.
Oh.
During that segment.
Hey, didn't the Captain Antonio have musquirt love? No?
Oh.
No?
That's what makes him...
adorable.
Did you know that when Cristiano Ronaldo, he's a...
soccer player.
Yes, he's a soccer player.
Football.
When he was asked to donate his cleats to a 10-month-old kid, he refused. This 10-month-old kid had brain disorder. Instead of giving him the cleats, he instead gave $83,000 to fully pay for the surgery that the child was going to have.
Wow.
You can have that, but you can't have the cleats.
And then he gave him the cleats.
Oh man.
What a guy.
That's good. That's good news.
I like that. That's so cool.
Did you know research has shown that when speaking, individuals who have been congenitally blind, is that right?
Congenitally, yes.
Yes. Individuals who have been blind and have thus never seen anyone gesture will nonetheless make hand motions whenever they're speaking, just as frequently and in the same way as people who can see.
Now that's interesting.
In fact, a blind person talking to another blind person will still gesture with their hands.
And for future reference, congenital has nothing to do with your private parts.
No. Right.
Thank you, Dad. Mommy, explain it to me later.
Look at him. I should have said that on TV this morning.
Yeah.
They're so nervous.
They do
there.
Have their fingers on the their kill button.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I don't know why.
And it's a rather large kill button.
Did you know that Paul Tibbetts?
Tibbetts.
Is it Tibbetts?
From the Enola Gay?
I got T-I-B-B-L-E-T-S, but I guess the L is
that'd
silent?
Be wrong. No, there's no L in his name at all.
Oh, is there not? Okay. Yeah, you're right. They misspelled it. Because I just opened up the Wikipedia article, and it is completely right.
Wow.
No. It's not. But yeah. I'd like to know what the fact
What's
is.
What's the fact?
Yeah. No, Paul Tibbetts, he was the pilot of the Enola Gay.
Yeah.
And he decided that he did not want to have a regular burial with a headstone and everything else. Mm-hmm. He was afraid that it would become a site for protests.
Yeah.
So he was cremated. His ashes scattered in the English Channel.
Paul Tibbetts got interested in flying over Hialeah Park in Miami as a passenger where they used to throw candy out the airplane to people below.
Yeah.
You know, it was... I forget what brand of candy it was, but he really made a big leap from candy bars to atomic bombs in his life.
If you were on that mission, you had to find a way to block that out and not let it rule the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know if most people could do that. You know what I mean?
There were, and it's all fake, there were stories that the crew of that plane, both missions, had alcohol problems and all kinds of stuff. They did not. They knew what they did. Shorten the war. So right. It's either...
You have to go with that.
You got
to
do that, or we got to look at 500,000 dead Americans.
It actually saved lives.
It did, as horrible as it was. I watched that last night, too. I really had an uplifting Sunday.
Did you know the... this is a random fact that is sort of a... I've given this before, but not in this sort of way. The Southern Pacific Company, best known for its railroad operations, also owned and operated telegraph and telephone lines under the name Southern Pacific Railroad Internal Networking Telephony, which would later become the telecommunications company known by the acronym Sprint.
Yeah.
Southern Pacific Railroad Internal Networking Telephony.
How about that? I didn't know the origins of Sprint.
Yeah, it was from the Southern Pacific Company, railroads.
See, that's why I love this. You learn something every time you do this.
Did you know metal detectorists?
Yeah.
Searching on a farmer's property for a legendary $23 million treasure hoard were only allowed to look for 10 to 15 hours one day a year after harvest. It took them 30 years to find it. Did you know?
I mean,
pause no, that was for a good effect.
I'm just looking at you, waiting for the rest of it, for like where they found it and what they did with it once they had it and all that stuff. But there was no follow-up. Why should I expect there to be any more to the story?
No, because we're already at 30 past.
We're fine.
Did you know in 1950, medical knowledge was estimated to double every 50 years?
In what year?
1950.
Okay.
Now, by 2020, however, it is expected to double every 73 days.
Wow.
Jeez.
It's how fast it's moving. Progress. Did you know the United States Corn Belt during the corn season? Progress.
Y'all didn't see
unity.
You didn't see Jay's jazz hands when he said progress.
Progress.
When he sang progress.
It's the circle of progress. What is that thing called? It's the old. There was an old attraction at Disney World. I can't remember what it was called. The something of progress. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean in Future World.
Yes. Yeah. You know the one I'm talking about.
I do.
Something. I don't remember. Yeah.
Century of Progress was
no, it? No. I can't remember what it's called.
Never been. Couldn't tell you.
We'll get phone calls.
Disney World Progress. Rhyme.
Is that the one that had the traffic guy?
Carousel of Progress.
There you go.
Yes, that's it.
It was the Carousel of Progress, I think.
Is that the one that had the cop that kept doing like what we call a gift today? Where he was motioning traffic? Was it that?
No, I don't think so.
In Disney World?
This Disney World, yeah.
God, that was ancient.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the random facts. Did you know that the U.S. Corn Belt during corn season does more photosynthesis than anywhere else on the planet?
The U.S. Midwest?
I would say so, yes.
You can feel it while you're driving through on I-65 up Indiana.
Mm. By the way, speaking of things that are grown, thanks for the first tomatoes. The first tomatoes.
It's
thank you.
These aren't the... Thank you. I think I've gone from like a 36C to like a 32
tomatoes. They're going to be delicious.
When
I'm trying to give a comparative that makes sense to everybody.
I'm sorry. I mean, you couldn't use like a ping pong ball or a tennis ball or a soccer ball. Like you had to use bra cup sizes.
I like boobs.
Oh my God.
Did you know that Danny DeVito used to be a beautician?
Wow.
He went to New York to learn makeup, but the lady that he sought after to teach him only accepted students from the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. So he enrolled for a semester, and then that's how he got into acting.
Jeez. But you always wonder when you see certain people, and every show and every movie has to have somebody who isn't gorgeous, right? Who doesn't have that star look.
Right.
So, but what person who knows they're not that great looking goes to Hollywood determined to become
and become a major big deal, but looking that way.
One of the comments says, I mean, why would he study makeup? The man is the definition of natural beauty.
Definitely is. Then you walk in, the casting director says, you sure is ugly. You're hired.
That's right. You're exactly what we were looking for.
Did you know in the 1930s, during the Great Depression, there were dance marathons? Desperate couples would dance for days on end.
Oh, God, yeah.
Just to have a roof over their head and food to eat.
Yep.
Dance partners took turns sleeping while the other one would hold them up and continue to dance.
This is exactly true.
For days, some of them.
It became a little delirious, but did it because they had to, right?
I mean,
When in tough times like that, they got people to do all kinds of stuff. For a meal or for a little money, it was pretty pathetic.
And finally, did you know the healthiest nation in the world is Canada. Spain?
Oh, okay.
A lot of red wine.
It took the top spot on the Bloomberg 2019 Healthiest Country Index, followed by Italy.
A lot of red wine.
Coming in third was Iceland.
A lot of red ice.
The United States was number 35 on the list.
Oh, you know what? They can stick their list. It's always, we're 38th. We're 38th!
I mean, we're not the most healthiest nation in the world. I mean, that's...
That's because we have abundance here.
Abundance
and some people abuse it.
Obesity, but yes. those are all of your random facts.
That's why we're doing keto.
That's right. You're doing. How is that going?
It didn't go too well in Florida.
Probably not.
I didn't go too off the rails.
Yeah, I gained some in on the beach trip. It rained all day Saturday, so I ate more.
Well, you gotta. That's what vacations.
It's okay.
Are for.
It's okay to be a good
What's
boy.
What's a vacation?
You'll earn one
the longer you're in the business.
I know you don't consider your trip to Louisville a vacation because it was work.
But
I
really,
suppose.
Really, it was a nice getaway, a nice breaking up of things. So it kind of
means you didn't go up there to split rails like Abe Lincoln.
Did you have a did you have an adult drink at any point
during work hours?
Look, counselor, I wasn't. Did you have an adult drink, period? Answer the question.
Yes.
Thank you. No further questions,
Your
Honor.
I was very aware that I was there representing us, and within 15 minutes of being at the opening night event, and everyone said, oh, you work for Rick Peters. It was like, okay, so I need to be on my best behavior, and I was.
Sure, you represented us well.
I did. I really did. Toot my own horn.
4th of July is Thursday, and Food Outlet has you well set up to shop ahead of time. Corn on the cob, 42 cents an ear. Ballpark Franks, two packages for $3. Top sirloin steak, $3.74 a pound. And yes, Sunday morning, I did struggle. It's kind of, you know, moving kind of slow at the junction yesterday, but I did make it to Food Outlet, as I do every Sunday. Sure Fine Buns, 79 cents a pack for hot dog or hamburger buns. And Van Camp Pork and Beans, 63 cents per can. And when I make baked beans, I use Van Camp as my base. And then I add my own little secrets to it. Boneless pork chops, $1.77. And boneless chicken breasts, $1.98 a pound. And that, man, on the grill and a little of your favorite sauce, you are in business. So eat well this 4th of July and save at the same time. Why not? You work hard for the money. Kool-Aid bursts. 91 cents for a package of those.
What are those?
Well, they're individual Kool-Aid servings.
Oh, so they're juice boxes, I guess?
Yeah, six-pack of those.
Okay.
91 cents. Take it from one who raised the child. That is an excellent price because you buy a lot of those juicy things, juicy juice, all that stuff. And everything is cost plus 10 at all three Food Outlet locations on Highway 14 and twice a day Millbrook Main Street in the preferred community just west of Highway 31 and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, half a mile north of Atlanta Highway. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, actually not very long ago in Random Facts, we talked about the healthiest nation in the world, that being Spain. What was the second healthiest nation in the world?
I wonder who that could have been.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You just gave away Canada.
Oh, I can't say Mama. That. Even in Italian. 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. Well. Operators are standing by on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Oh, my goodness, it's a phone call.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and things are busy out on the roadways this morning. The boulevard is pretty packed with traffic. Just be careful around the intersections. If you're on I-85, we don't see any problems for you. If you're headed into town out of Prattville on I-65, look out around the downtown areas. We have a slowdown every morning around those downtown exits. Just be careful as you pass through there. And if you're on the 31s, everything's rolling pretty smooth. There is still a big, large crowd coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful as you approach the Redland Road traffic light and when you get down around the boulevard. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on till 8 p.m. tonight. Don't miss it. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
So I come back and, wow, the phone's just really opened up, even with that generous hint. But we do appreciate Keith from Santuck joining us.
Hey, Keith, we met you the other day. It was good to see you in person.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to see y'all.
Sorry you didn't win, but, you know, it was good seeing you.
Who did?
Hey, I enjoyed the hamburgers and hot dogs. That was fun.
Awesome.
Cindy.
Tracy Hamill.
Tracy.
She's a Gump listener.
Yeah.
One of my people.
The dump? The what?
Excuse me? Excuse me.
She listens to the dump? Never heard of it.
So Keith, the healthiest country in the world is Spain. What's the second healthiest?
Italy.
It's the right.
now at?
That's the correct.
But y'all, that's horrible.
It is. It is horrible.
Well, good going, man.
We're very happy. We're very happy for you. Hang on.
You want a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet.
Get some ground beef and you'll say,
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
And now the forecast in Italian. No. Lots of sunshine today mixed in with a few clouds. High temperature up to 95 on the first day of July. Heat index near 100 today. Spotty, widely scattered, widely separated hit or miss storms. Low temperature tonight down to 75. Tomorrow and Wednesday, highs around 96 both days. Heat index edging ever so close to the danger range, 105 or higher. And isolated storms are possible both days. Not many, but there will be a few to go around. And if you get under one of the heavier storms, you get a lot of rain. 4th of July, scattered heat relief from some mostly afternoon and evening storms. Otherwise, on the 4th of July, high around 97, and the heat index could easily reach 106. Not much change in the overall pattern Friday and Saturday. Right now this morning, 94% relative humidity with that 73 dew point. We have mostly clear skies and 75 now at 743.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
One way, when I was staying with my friend Kathleen, she's got a nice house, a couple of stories, two-story house, and has had problems cooling the upper part of the house, especially when it gets to be summer. You use your AC year-round down there, but I was telling her about Masterfoam. I said, this is the ultimate insulation. This is how you reduce the heat, not only in the attic, which of course, you know, those temperatures reaching 130, 140 make the AC work harder to cool the rooms below the attic, but when they spray it into the attic against the roof, it keeps the heat out on the outside where it belongs. Insulation in those grooves does nothing. By then, it's too late. Masterfoam blocks the heat and, of course, the cold as well at the point of entry. It seals it. And that's why you can save huge amounts of money on your electric costs, 30% approximately per month. If you have an existing home and if you're in the process of building or designing a home, you should insist that it be insulated completely with Masterfoam because that will cut your electric costs in half. Insulation, it not only lowers your costs, it extends the life of the system you use because it doesn't have to work as often or as hard, especially at this time of the year. Certainly worth the call to my friend Keith out there at 802-FOAM, 802-FOAM. Find out how Masterfoam can help you lower your energy costs and extend the life of your AC unit. Or visit masterfoam.com, that's master-foam.com, 802-FOAM.
From the Fox Business Network, global markets are rallying with fresh hopes for a trade deal between the U.S. and China after the two sides agreed to restart talks. There's a merger in the railroad business. Genesee and Wyoming is being sold to Brookfield Infrastructure. It's a deal worth $8.4 billion. G&W owns 120 short-line railroads in North America, Europe, and Australia. Brookfield Infrastructure Partners is an investment firm that owns utilities, transportation, energy, and other businesses. Warren Buffett is donating a block of shares from his Berkshire Hathaway investment firm to charity. The shares have a value of $3.6 billion. They'll be donated to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and four other charitable foundations. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Motivational Monday.
Tell the negative committee that meets inside your head to sit down and be quiet. At any given moment, you have the power to change the story that is your life. If you've been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked, try approving of yourself and see what happens. Where your mind and words go, your world will follow. Change your thoughts and you will change your life.
Motivational Monday.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Corrections is moving along with a plan to build three new prisons. The prison system posted a request for qualifications from companies interested in building the facilities. Each prison would house more than 3,000 male inmates. The department says the goal is to break ground in mid-2020. At least 100 guns were collected at Crime Stoppers' gun buyback on Saturday in Montgomery. These weapons will be disposed of by law enforcement. Organizers say this will help keep guns out of the wrong hands. And the Lee County Commission is asking for federal funding to help residents build storm shelters. The grant program gives storm survivors the opportunity to receive a 75% reimbursement to purchase a new shelter. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today is July 1st, International Joke Day. Here's my favorite international joke. A Swedish guy, a Japanese guy, and an Australian guy walk into a British pub in Brazil. They order a drink and the bartender says, "Can't you read Portuguese? This is a hardware store." Happy International Joke Day.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com. Come join the city of Prattville for their 18th annual 4th of July celebration. The parade begins at 9 a.m. and winds its way through downtown. Afterwards, take part in the Lions Club barbecue at Pratt Park and the cardboard boat races at the city pool. Gates open at 6 p.m. at Stanley Jensen Stadium for the fireworks presentation. There will be a concert by Establish, a children's play area, and food vendors on site. Admission is free. For more info, call the Parks and Rec Department at 595-0800 or visit PrattvilleAL.gov. Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Something, a day that's really grand. When lighting firecrackers, don't hold them in your hand, or you won't have a hand. Don't hold them in your hand, 'cause when they go off, all your fingers get fried, and you'll be left with only stubs. An ugly sight, ugly sight, ugly sight. Independence Day's really something, a day that's really grand. When lighting firecrackers, don't hold them in your hand.
Talk 93.1 FM, Three Men and a Lady, the complete group.
It's us. Yes.
The whole Guns and Magilla is here.
And live.
Yes, a complete mishpucha at 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. Why, there's no time to start a contest this hour.
Well.
But we do have, and we have to do it today. We can't put this one off because today is Canada Day.
So then I need to hold on to this?
Yeah.
Since we all agree on it.
That's a good conundrum.
Truth or baloney?
Has to be played today because we're celebrating this kind of, for those of you who have been to Disney World and been, I don't know if they still have it. At the time, it seemed like, you know, you walk into this room, you don't sit, and you're surrounded with 360 degrees of screens.
So this is not,
wow!
This is not the Carousel of Progress.
No.
This is the Canada. Yeah.
But again, I don't know if that they still have that theater, or if they've upgraded it maybe to something that's at least as good as what Rich has in his living room. but this song, I've always been impressed, and we used to use this in South Florida because of the preponderance of Canadian drivers.
Snowbirders.
Who were the worst? I'm hoping this is... Yeah, that's it. Because the Canadian drivers are just dreadful. Canadian driver bit, I actually took a friend to Orlando for one day to see if I could buy it somewhere in one of the gift shops, if they had the music from the various venues at Epcot.
Uh-huh.
And I found it. Huh. So I was able to write off a $400 or $500 one-night visit to lovely Orlando, Florida.
Just, you and writing stuff off.
Well, no. I had to get the music. I had to have the bit for the show. Canadian drivers are a thing, and people talk about it and how bad they are. So I just, it was legitimate. The government didn't come after me for that.
I could just see them at the IRS. Hey, Arnie, get over here. Look at what Bedell's done this time. He's trying to write off.
Yeah, I can see them gathered around the desk. Hey, Bedell's tax return is in. Let's see what he's trying to get away with this year. Also, I noted the Dalai Lama, and I'm not sure what it is the Dalai Lama does. Lama.
First name is Joe.
The Dalai Lama.
In Chicago, that's it. Yeah, the Dalai Lama guy.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure where he's from. I think it's a country that eats goat routinely. Is said that the next Dalai Lama could be a woman as long as she's hot.
What?
That's what the Dalai Lama said.
Well,
I'm not making this up.
What would a female version be called?
Lamette, I don't know.
Lamette.
The Dalai Lamette.
Dalai.
Here's the
it's
story.
It's the Lamettes.
I gotta also have a...
The do-run.
Exactly. From the 50s, the Lamettes.
I'm gonna find this.
Okay. The Dalai Lama on a Saturday night.
Now, when the Dalai Lama made this announcement that, uh-huh, yes, a woman could be the next Dalai...
Yes.
Hey, Dalai.
She would have to be good looking. That's what he said. So Twitter got all bent out of shape because all the social justice warriors.
Right.
I ain't got against ugly people. I ain't discrimination.
You sound like Beavis.
Well, I'll never do that voice again, that's for sure. How about this?
She's got inner peace.
tranquility.
Oh no.
And the cutest face you'll ever see. She can help you meditate. Her face looks really great. They're turning on the strobe, cause she's taking off that robe. Only one judge in this game, Dalai Lama is his name. Please no ugly girls, he's out to save the world. Here comes Miss Dalai Lama.
I thought they could have picked a better song.
No. And maybe they could have resurrected Burt Parks. I had actually had Burt Parks on my show in Miami.
And who's that, Burt Parks?
Here he comes. No, here she comes, Miss America.
Oh, okay.
He sang, would sing that.
He was the host of the Miss America pageant for many, many years.
And what did he do the rest of the year? I have no idea.
I don't know. But one year he had enough time to stop by and visit us in Miami. And he was a very nice man. And it was just weird to have somebody in the studio. The other one, and it was almost right around the same time that we had as a guest that were kind of from that same era, was Soupy Sales.
Yeah, who did a live show on NBC in the same studio that Johnny Carson started in.
Yep.
Wow, yeah.
Did you ever see that X-rated clip of Soupy when they pranked him on his birthday?
I saw that prank, yeah.
Yeah, boy, those are big pranks.
They tried to get him...
About the size of your tomatoes, I would believe.
Bigger than my tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
They tried to get him to crack up on live TV.
I didn't grow any gourds this year, so...
On a children's program.
I know.
Well, it was off camera, but the whole idea was to make him do the kiddie part with a straight face after what he had seen behind the silver curtain on the TV set. He talked about that. He was a really nice man, and so was Bert. But I always wondered when I had people like that in the studio, like Buffalo Bob, another one, with Howdy Doody. Anybody, you know who that is?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't know who Buffalo Bob is, but I know of Howdy Doody.
Where did that show originate? I don't know. What city
was it? New York.
Was it in New York?
Buffalo Bob was the guy that's always sitting next to Howdy Doody.
Yeah.
Talking to him and, you know, conversing.
So he was a nice guy, too? Yeah.
Very. But I always wondered these iconic people who had achieved national fame when there were three networks and a local TV station in most towns. So I did this and I was up here and now I'm in Miami with this strange host.
You wondered that stuff. Did you ever talk to Bob Keeshan or was he?
Never got to talk to Bob Keeshan. No. You know who Captain Kangaroo is?
That was Aunt Susan's neighbor.
Aunt Susan?
My Aunt Susan. It lives... Nobody ever listens to me. My Aunt Susan that lives in Babylon on Long Island.
Oh, of course.
Well, I'm not surprised you have a relative in Babylon. Look, wait a minute. Before you get mad.
That was really...
See, this is a golf tee, and you put the ball on there and say, go ahead and hit it.
I honestly think she is more... I think she's actually very impressed.